All right, boys, I'm going to start because it's late. First of all, the breakfast share is sponsored for Rafu Shleima for Chaviva Chana Basgalia. Should have a Rafu Shleima, Yeshua's Rafu's. Siyatidi Shmaya. Oh, wrong one, sorry. I want to try and talk about a subject today, which you may think it's a bit early to start talking about Chanukah. So I'll tell you what the problem with Chanukah is. Chanukah is we usually wake up the day before Chanukah that it's Chanukah. Is that not much hachana to do for Chanukah? Yeah, you buy a bit of oil, a few wicks, you're not thinking about it before. And there's an unbelievable avoidance, an unbelievable opportunity that Chanukah has, which we'll try to see in Metz Hashem, which requires preparation. So it's not quite Shloshim Yom Lifnei Chag, but I thought we'll at least try and, I don't have enough time to go to the whole sugya, but at least try and build the foundations, put the thing in place, so that over the next month we can at least work on this particular area so that when we get to Chanukah, we'll be able to tap into the koyach of Chanukah and use it correctly. I don't have my notes on me, so I'm going to try and put this together. This is a little bit complex. It's mainly based on shirim that I've heard over the years on Chanukah from Rav Chaim Waxman. If you haven't heard him, you should definitely make an effort. One of the most influential minds of this generation today, speakers. So I'm just going to lay down the foundations, take out one yesodia, and we'll build it. There's a big Derech Hashem on this as well, which we're not going to have time to go into. The story is like this. I'm going to just put on a few questions, a few ideas, and we'll try and tie it all together and come away halacha lemaisa with an avoider here. In many svarim, Hasidish svarim mainly, Chanukah is termed the regel hayolodim, the holiday for children, the chag for children. And we can certainly grab that. Children have a lovely time. It's a lovely time, Chanukah. Many children have warm, wonderful memories of their Chanukah. It's a wonderful time for children. But Purim is also a lovely time for children. You could argue perhaps that Pesach is also Hayelodim. The entire Yom Tov revolves around the children. We got it to Levincho. Simchas Torah is also a lovely time for children. What makes Chanukah specifically, a regel hayolodim? That's number one. Number two, the Rishonim has brought down that on Chanukah we found chen ba'ein Hashem. Chen is loshenei Chanukah. Chanukah is where Klal Yisrael found chen ba'ein Hashem. There was a certain quality that Klal Yisrael had that Chazal called, Rishonim called chen, and that's what we had in Hashem's eyes. What was so unique about Chanukah that we found chen ba'ein Hashem? What's chen ba'ein Hashem? The third yosod question is that all the parshas that we lay every year around Chanukah time have something to do with Yosef HaTzadik. I'm not going to go into it now. It's a whole shiur on its own, what Yosef has to do with Chanukah. But just very quickly, Yosef is Gematria Antiochus. He's the Kedusha side of Antiochus. Tzion, which is Gematria Yosef, is the force that destroys Yovan. Tzion is Yovan with the Tzadik. Yosef is a Tzadik. And all the parshas dealing with Chanukah is about Yosef. And we know that Yosef was chayin. Yosef was matzah chayin ben Potiphar. He was a nar ben chayin. In the brochas that Yaakov gives, the brocha to Yosef is a ben peiras. Rashi says ben chayin. He didn't just have chayin. He was the root. He was the shoresh of all chayin. So what's the connection of Yosef to Chanukah? And finally, we know that the light of Chanukah draws on the light of Mashiach. There's a deep connection between Chanukah and Mashiach. The 36 hours that the Oragonus, there was going to be the Oragonus, burnt. before HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it away are the 36 Neiros that we light on Hanukkah. They're also the 36 volumes of Talmud Bavli, but that's not our subject. So you'd have to learn through the 36 volumes of Talmud Bavli, and then you connect it to the Oragonos. But that's not our subject. Our subject is on Hanukkah, you're lighting the 36 Neiros, and that says something to do with the Aura of Mashiach. So those are four, call them questions. And let's see if we can tie this together with one very big Yesodia. And as I said, hopefully come away with something very practical to take with us forward. And hopefully later we'll be able to have opportunities to build this more. Because this is just like the foundation. And then there's quite a few komot. When we refer to Hanukkah as a regal hayolodim, perhaps it could also mean that we have to become children on Hanukkah. Calm down, Beryl. Not as simple as you think. Now, what do you mean become children? From the minute a Jew is born, he has an obligation to grow up. And suddenly you have a big chag and you can't become a baby again. No, that's not pshat. What it means is that we need to find some childlike quality in us that gives a child his chayin. What gives a child his chayin? Children have chayin, we know that. Children have chayin. What is the chayin of a child? He's not accomplished. He's not well put together. He's sometimes not that well behaved. In fact, it's often the wildest kids that have the most chayin. The cutest kids with the most chayin are usually the ones that mamash don't know how to behave. What gives the child that chayin? What gives him that childlike quality? An adult, in order for an adult to feel valuable, in order for an adult to feel that he's worthy, he has to accomplish something. He needs something outside of himself that he's doing. He needs to have money. He needs to have power. He needs to have knowledge. He needs to be somebody who's very good at a certain thing. If a person doesn't have something that he's accomplished in, he feels nothing. He feels like it's not worth it. He feels he's worthless. He feels he's not worth carrying on. He doesn't have anything to look forward to. He becomes depressed. He becomes miserable. A child doesn't have that. A child feels and knows intuitively that he's valuable and that he's worthy no matter what he's doing. A kid runs into the house covered in mud, clothes torn, and expects a hug from his mother. But not even a question. Unconditional. I'm a valuable human being. I'm sure I deserve to be loved. The minute he starts recognizing that he needs things outside of himself, he loses his chayin. He's starting to grow up now and he loses his chayin. His inner world is now determined by the matzovim, the situations taking place around him. Ups and downs and ups. I tell the story, there was one of the trains, one of the cattle cars on its way to Auschwitz. And the people were huddled in there, terrified, not knowing where they were going, not knowing what was going to be. Horrific situation. And in that cattle car, there was a baby. Woman had a baby wrapped in a blanket. The baby was sleeping, oblivious, totally oblivious to everything. And the people that survived that cattle car said that baby gave them such chizuk. It was like a light. There was a light in that cattle car from this child. The child emanated a certain light thing. They got chizuk from the child. The child was oblivious, so unaffected by everything going on around it. Well, that's the quality of a child, and an adult loses that. Adult loses that. We need to, on Hanukkah, find that childlike quality that gives chayin. An innate value, an inner reality that is unaffected by the matzovim going on around us. We'll see now what that has to do with Hanukkah. Why dafka Hanukkah? See, now I'm supposed to look at my notes and see what comes next. I don't have them, and this doesn't work so well anymore. Yeah, we'll get to Yosef.
I'd like to learn what you forgot.
I don't know if you've got enough memory for that. I've forgotten everything I ever knew. No, don't distract me. I'll We'll do Yosef first, we'll come back to Chanukah. Yosef HaTzadik, his life's worth studying. But for the purpose of this discussion, he was a 17-year-old child, boy, Nar. He's called a Nar. For the whole of Chumash, Yosef is referred to as a Nar, as a child. He learns B'chavrusa with his father Yaakov. He grows up in the house of Yaakov. His brothers take him and tie him up and sell him to a bunch of slave traders. You know what it means to be sold as a slave in those days? The Midrash says, a terrifying Midrash, that the Midrash needs to be understood, and it's all shared on its own as well, what the brothers were doing there. But it says he threw himself on the ground, and he pleaded and he cried with each one at their feet. Please don't do this. Do you know what it means to be sold as an Eved? I'll be gone forever. I'll be lost. I have no future. Don't do this. And they tied him up and they put him in the, sold him to the land, and Ishmael him in there. Do you know what it means to be sold as a slave in those days? Not a pleasant experience. At that point, Joseph could have turned around and said, Hashem, this is the way Talmid Chomi behave. This is the Shvatim. Who needs this? I'm out of here. He's Yerid Lemitzrayim Erevis Haaretz. You can't get lower than that. You're looking for Tumah. That's the Shoresh of all the Tumah in the world. And he lands up in the house of Potiphar, which wasn't exactly a Midrashah. The Makom Tuma Otsum, what was going on there, we ought to speak about even. And he gets up early in the morning and he davens and he learns and he's maintaining himself. And in the house, Kofetz Alav, another Nisoyin, which the Zohar says was not just a Nisoyin. Included in that Nisoyin was all the Nisoyiness forever. Every Nisoyin that anyone was ever going to go through, Yosef had to deal with in that moment. That the Kufa. And Vita, had he not withstood the Nisoyin, that would have been the end of the world. The world would have been destroyed. That's what it says. Another shear on its own. And Yosef withstands the Nisoyin. Rabbeinu Shalem has saved the world. And what happened? He gets thrown into a pit. He gets thrown into an Egyptian prison. Now, I don't know if anybody would like to go to an Egyptian prison today, where we have lawyers and askonim. And in those days, there was nothing. You went into a pit that meant being forgotten forever. There was no charity campaigns for you and no, you'll bribe the Egyptian. No, you're in a pit, you're forgotten forever. Yosef could have said, who needs this? This is what I get for saving the world. And then he speaks to the Sarah Mashko, whatever, remember, another 2 years. And then he comes out of the pit, miraculously, and he becomes the leader of the known world. He's the second most powerful person in the world. Yeah? And what do Chazal say about Yosef? Well, Yosef at Tzadik mit chilos at Sofer. He was stayed the same, he was unaffected. The same Yosef that was by his father, that was sold as a slave, that landed up with the Nisoyin, that landed up in the prison, that became the leader of the known universe, or Tor Yosef. Inside, he was unaffected. He was a Nar, he was a child, and he was Motze Chayim. He was Chayim, the archetype of Chayim. Ben Peiras, Rashi says again, Ben Chen, he was a child of Chen. That's what Yosef has to do with Chanukah. What's the connection to Chanukah? If you think about Chanukah, you couldn't, if you wanted to find the worst possible situation for a regel and had a Makayim that regel, you couldn't find anything worse than Chanukah. All the regalim take place either at the beginning of the month, Rosh Hashanah, or in the middle of the month, when the moon's at its full, or when the moon's revitalizing itself at the beginning of the month. Chanukah's at the end of the month, when the moon's already on its way down. It's in the dark winter months. Layla Tevis Aruchim, the long nights of Tevis, which the Mephoshim tell us was given over to Esav. Tevis is the month of Esav. Tammuz and Av also given to Esav. Tevis was given to Esav. Where do we light the Chanukah? On the left side. Left side is always dim. Left side is the side of Din. How high? Under 10 tfochim. Chazal tell us that the Shekhinah is never Yoreh Tachas Me'asarah. If you want to get further away from Hashem, you can't get further away than Tachas Asarah Tfochim, whatever that means. The Gemara tells us that the Shekhinah is not Yoreh Tachas Me'asarah. Under 10 tfochim, I don't know what that means. But that's where you light the Chanukah. The furthest place you can get from Hashem. You can't get further from Hashem than you can on Chanukah. And that's where we light the light. Ma'at mi'a'or doicha ha'v'choshech. there's darkness. What do? You light a candle. Well, what's the lotion? I understood that when you light a candle, there's no more darkness. You walk into a room and it's dark. You switch on the lights. Now it's not dark. It's light now. You know what the lotion is? The lotion of Chassal is it's still dark. But you push it away. You push it away. You light a candle. You light a candle. You bring some light into the world. The darkness is still there. It doesn't go away. The matzavim around you, the difficulties, the nishoinas, they don't go away. But you create a light around you. You build a light for yourself. You become the light. Because you're not affected by what's going on around you. The matzavim around it didn't affect him. He dealt with them. You have to deal with what's going on around you. Don't become oblivious. You have to be actively engaged in the matzavim around you. But you stay who you are. Your essence and your unique purpose in this world never ever changes. Like a child. Wherever the child is, he's unaffected by the matzavim around him. He shines light. When the Hashmonim reoccupied the Beis HaMikdash, you know what they found there? They found a chub otsum. Physically and spiritually, the place was destroyed. Physically, it was a complete shambles. Spiritually, it was matame. The entire Yavonic Diketum had infused itself into the place. Timu kolashmonim. Everything was destroyed. And they arrived there and they started digging and looking. And what did they find? They found a little piece of light, a little piece of oil, a little canister of oil that was unaffected by everything that was going on around it. It was like that little baby on the cattle car to Auschwitz. Unaffected. Pure, totally pure in the midst of all this destruction. The destruction didn't go away. It just got pushed aside. And they lit the Chanukiah. And that's what we're doing every Chalel Chanukah. We're surrounded by darkness. Matzavim situations, nishoinas, terrible stuff going on around Klali and Prati. We're not even aware of half of what's going on around us that threatened us on a day-to-day basis, physically and spiritually. And in that darkness, Pachos Miasoro on the left-hand side in Leila Tavis, that's where we light the light. And we remind ourselves that that's who we really are. The Matzavim around us, that's not who we are. Those are situations we have to deal with. But who am I? My inner value is not because of my wealth or my poverty or my strength or my knowledge or my inner value and my inner innate reality is because of who I am and my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim before there's a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. Before you do anything, you have to have this in place. Because I'll tell us, it's not shaykh to have Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah until you have the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, until you know who you are and what your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And that's the avoid of Chanukah. The avoid of Chanukah is to become that child. That child is oblivious to what's going on around him. What part? Not oblivious that you ignore it. You have to deal with the matzavim. But it doesn't come inside of me and affect who I am. I stay who I am and I have innate value and I'm worthy, irrespective of what's going on around me. So what does that have to do with Mashiach? That's exactly what Yemos HaMashiach is. Yemos HaMashiach is we'll be dealing with essence. What people think and what people say is not going to bother you. Each person will live in his own daladamas and he'll do what he needs to do. His inner reality will be given the full expression. That's why we're waiting for Mashiach, so we can serve Hashem properly, with me, fully actualized. Not affected by what's going on around me at all. That's what Mashiach is. Yovan's the antithesis of this. Yovan only cares about the matzavim. Yovan only cares about how strong you are, how fast you are, how quick you are, how powerful you are. They invented the Olympic Games, how hard you can hit the ball, how far you can kick it, how far you can throw a spear. That's all Yovan cares about. Essence, inner reality, inner value. You don't have any inner value. Your value is cooler. That's why they do it naked. Because there is no inner value. It's all about the goof. It's all about your matzavim. It's all about the situations around you that are external. And that's what we came to fight. That's what we came to say. No, that's not true. We light a light, an inner light. It's not a big bonfire. We're not a big. I would have looked at you on Pesum and Nisa. Do it like Boime style. There's Penutza. Like Boime, there's Pesum and Nisa. Yeah. even if the siren's going the whole night to the fire brigade, if you know, people know there's fires here. On Hanukkah, you light the titi little light. Nachon. Ma'at min alhor doicha ha b'choyshech. A little bit of inner essence pushes away many, many, many of the matzavim, the difficulties. You understand who you really are and what your value really is. And that's the avoider, and that's the segula of Hanukkah. Is that a person can get in touch with this, a person can build this and relate to it. There's not much else to do on Hanukkah. If you think about it, we create a whole lot of things to do on Hanukkah to keep us busy so we don't think too much. You know? But Hanukkah, there's not that much you have to do. You have to light a candle and say, hello, what are you celebrating? For sure, the milchaman, that's the next part of this whole discussion. The next level here is why this all comes about through Dafka milchama. There has to be a milchama. Yaakov only becomes Yisrael after a milchama. But that's not going to be our subject now. Maybe another time we can discuss why milchama is so important. We've touched on it a little bit in the 930 share, why you need that avak. Why you need that before you can get to the awe of Torah. Well, that's another discussion. But that's what Hanukkah is. It's about lighting a little candle and then doing what? Remind yourself who you really are. What are you doing here? Reality check. Is my value really because I have a this call, I have a that this, because I'm this, because I'm that, because I'm this one's grandchild, because I'm this one's son? Because no, my value is because I have an inner value. And one needs to get in touch with what that is and understand what that is. You can't do that 2 days before Hanukkah. So I've given you more than a month. You have time to think about it, work on it. I've just put the Rosh HaKrokim into place here. Now you have to take this, think about it, process it. And the prototype, the archetype of all of this was Yosef HaTzadik. Imagine somebody went through more than him and he was unaffected. Unaffected. Now, obviously, we're not Yosef HaTzadik. We are affected. And we can't take 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, 60 years of habits and life and change it overnight. But on Hanukkah, you get... The light of Hanukkah gives you the opportunity. The same way the story in my tshuva, there's a segula for tshuva. In the 8 days of Hanukkah, there's a segula for inner light, for chayim. Matza chayim ba'ena Hashem. Why? Because we weren't affected by the matzavim. In all our tumah, in all our darkness, in no matter what was going around, they took the little pachim katanim and they lit it. And they lit a light that shines to today. Shines to today. And we reignite that on Hanukkah, and we reconnect to that on Hanukkah. And on Hanukkah, we matzah chayin ba'ein Hashem. Not because of our matzavim, but because of the inner reality, the inner light. And on Hanukkah, we become the light. We should be zoiche to understand this. We should be zoiche to have the commitment and dedication to think about this a little bit and work this through for the next few weeks until Hanukkah comes, so we can mamash plug into that, and that we can... When we light the Chanukiah, we can light ourselves and ignite ourselves. Yeah.